You're fired.
That's kind of leads into the first question of let's get fired. Have you ever sexually assaulted someone at work?
That depends on if we go by current definitions or past definitions.
Why don't we start? Let's just start with the current definitions.
Let's go with the current one.
Current one, like, is it sexual assault if you have sex with a subordinate?
No.
Like somebody you supervise.
No.
I have not.
I don't think so. Okay.
Not like at it's work.
It's not preferable.
Yeah, people don't. What's the old school version?
That was just acceptable. You could date your subordinates
and be like
your inferiors.
What job was?
Were you ever like, if you don't fuck me, I'll fire you?
Oh, is that bad? No, it was not. She actually, she hit on me, and I was like, hell yeah.
Good defense.
Let's keep that story.
Good defense.
Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. Okay, she's like, I'll quit. I like the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing sacred. Furious.
Ooh. Oh, Furious Comedy on the back.
Furious Comedy and Chuck Fury.
Yeah, they're the new Chucks. It's my sneaker deal that I gave myself.
I like that.
The deal was I paid this company called Patriot Kicks $80, and they put my name on
Patriot Kicks,
a pair of sneakers.
I feel like they exclusively are they the ones who make the Trump shoes?
I doubt it. They're from China.
I guarantee the Chinese Trump shoes are made in China.
Chinese company. I thought he didn't like China.
Well, I mean,
no, he doesn't like the China virus.
You can say whatever you want, you know. Yeah. But when it's cheaper to make something, you're like,
pretty sure it's in China.
He likes Chinamen.
There you go.
China.
Clip that.
Chinks.
Zipper heads.
Pie faces.
I'm just waiting for Quint.
Dude, oh, Jackie Chan. Dude, shout out to him, by the way. Anyways.
Wait, what's going on? Anything going on with Jackie?
I saw a clip of he's getting older and it's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I can say that my grandkids are half Asian.
They're half Asian?
Yeah, but they're not chinks. They're gooks, so I didn't offend them.
There we go. Okay, good. Yeah, well, do you know how to use chopsticks?
I do. Yeah. I used to prefer them on anything that was like, it was easier than a fork at one point.
Chopsticks are actually, when I learned how to use them, I was like, this is actually kind of sick. You can you can pick up anything.
Yeah. Dude, I don't like chopsticks.
Well, of course you don't.
I mean, I know how to use them, but I prefer. Dude, so this week I went to a friend's house. And during my lunch break at work, and I brought with me some sushi. And I was like, you mind if I eat this here? And he was like, yeah, man, you want me, instead of asking like a fork or something, you want me to get you some chopsticks?
Well,
my head, I was like, please don't. I was like, I eat sushi with a fork.
How do you eat
sushi?
How you would even eat sushi. It would be harder.
Dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Eat sushi with a fork?
I get it from a grocery store. It's hard.
It's like the easiest.
You can stab the whole thing.
Really? No, dude. Fuck that. Or you use your fucking hand.
Dude, when I go to a restaurant.
Fingers are chopsticks.
I have done that.
Yeah, dude.
I did that today.
It shouldn't be a surprise. I was the guy dips Oreos with a fork into milk.
I thought that was faggotry until he told me that was brilliant. But yeah.
But I mean, this is
sushi with a fork is faggotry.
There's a trend.
I'm a fan of forks. Like, we, as humans, we nailed it when we invented forks. It's like subhuman to use sticks to eat your food.
Gay.
It is.
No, sorry. Sorry, dude, you don't have a. Athlete. You know, I'm good at hand-eye coordination.
He's not a slob. He's gay.
Dude. Oh my god! What are you gonna? Next thing you're gonna say, you use a spoon to eat steak.
That's not possible, but
it is. You can make it work if you're eating sushi. I've never even considered that you could eat sushi with a fork.
What do you use to eat a steak?
A steak, dude.
Not chopsticks.
No, dude. Use my hands and mouth, hands and teeth, dude. No, dude. Fork and knife. Anyways,
Forks are the best.
It's because you use a fork to cut the steak, but if the steak was already cut, chopsticks would be better.
Chopsticks would be kind of sick.
But there's something about it to stabilize that steak while you cut it, though.
Did you feel like kind of connected? You grab it and you get a good grip on it, and you're like,
I'm the man.
I did it, dude. I feel sick. Fork is like for babies, dude. Anyone can use a fucking fork.
It's easy. You go rapid fire with a fork, just boom.
I want to enjoy the food, you know? Not a fucking slob, man. I enjoy sushi. I want to savor it. It's so expensive.
Do you like sushi? What's your favorite kind?
Favorite kind of sushi? Dude, I just love, I love a classic California roll.
There you go.
Yeah. What about you?
California roll.
Okay. Chuck, you like sushi?
I do. I can't eat it anymore, though.
Why not?
Because I'm carnivorous now. I'm on that carnivore diet because plants are trying to kill you and grains are absolute poison. Mm-hmm. So I don't fuck with that rice shit no more. Dude,
you can keep going. For
but maybe once a year, yeah, I might. It's been more than a year that I've been carnivore, but I keep thinking maybe I will take a yearly free day and sushi. Sushi and cheesecake would be on that list if I ever was like, let me just have one day a year that I fuck up.
Dude, you should have a little cheat day. Have a little cheat day.
Yeah, Amanda and I have been doing carnivore with a cheat day, but it does fuck us up.
Today
was our cheat day, and so today I had sushi, and then after this podcast I'm having a slice of pizza.
Well, dude, every day I talk to you it seems like pizza. It's your cheat day.
I don't know, that's why I'm scared of the cheat day will become regular, that I'd be like, I do this
every time you talk to me is on Thursdays, which is when we typically do our cheat day.
I don't know, dude, I just don't see the results of this diet.
It's working.
But I understand what you're saying, Chuck. You're afraid of dropping off the cliff.
I'm afraid, yeah. If I do a cheat day, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this calendar year. Mm-hmm. Then be like, oh, I can do this two or three. And it'd be once a month or once a week. And then it'd be like, ah. And then all of a sudden, I won't be carnivore and I'll be back up to almost 300 pounds. And blood sugar is almost.
If you've been doing it for a year and you're still cruising.
Yeah, you lose the craving for the other shit when you're not taking free days.
You know, I did keto a lot. It's like, after a while, you do kind of start.
Normal.
The only thing I craved was like texture, but now they make like these like low carb tortillas. That's that helps. But yeah, if you're just like, totally in it, like, I don't know, you don't have a reason to break it.
Nah, not really.
Yeah,
dude, grains are trying to kill us though.
Yeah, grains are fucked up. We were not evolved to eat grains.
No, dude, it's the bottom of the food pyramid. That's what they told me to eat when I was in high school. In school, they were like, dude, the thing you should eat the most of is bread,
Wonder Bread.
And I was like, no way.
We had the four food groups. I remember when our food pyramid came out, and we don't know what we knew now, but everybody that was into nutrition, and I was like, that shit will kill you.
Yeah, and they're like, no, it's a healthy cereal.
Wait, so you knew ahead of everyone else?
I knew, like, the food pyramid was fucked up the minute it came out.
You knew, you're like, red meat is not bad for you.
I've always known red meat is not bad for you. That was more intuitive. I don't know. Like, I knew cholesterol was not. I don't know why. I think your body sometimes tell you what it need.
Wait, so would you say Cheerios aren't good for your heart?
I would say Cheerios will fucking, they'll kill you. They turn into sugar. Even if you put no sugar on them, the grains turn into sugar instantly. What actually causes the plaques is not the bad quote unquote cholesterol. Mm-hmm. It's when that gets glycogenated, which is usually when you're insulin resistant. Let's not talk about serious shit. Yeah, Let's get fired.
Chuck,
this is, let's talk about rape, sexual assault, and racial slurs.
Chuck, it's like
gang activity.
This is what I love about it, because, like, you know, you're a hard dude. You know, we just saw it, but you're a wild guy. But really, when you get talking to you, dude, I love it, because you have always these little like left turns you take, and I get very fascinated. I love seeing what you get passionate about. You know, I was into it.
I get almost religious with the carnivore shit. It's not good.
I mean, I like it, dude.
So if you don't know, I think, you know, you sat in with Nick's episode.
Yeah.
So we conduct it as if it's a job interview. And look, right now, Let's Get Fired, we're looking to hire an honorary wigger.
Oh, shit. And
we're trying to find out if you would be a good fit for the position.
Well, dude, after that,
I don't know if that label, because the wiggers are usually fake. A real nigga like me, I'm just always been who I've been. Mm-hmm. Like dropping N words right on your podcast.
When I was
young, like, and I was look, I used to hang out black folks, but mostly polys who thought they was black. It was niggas and bitches, like. That's how. Mm-hmm. That was just men and women. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to learn that when I got clean. Like, oh, you just can't call everybody. Because if you would, like, my wife at the time, you've been like, hey, where's that bitch Robin? Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, she's over there. Because that's just how we talked.
Dude. It's how you grow up.
Now, when I say bitches, it's far more offensive. It's because Yeah.
You learned.
Yes, because they
You learned. You're like, no, you're supposed to mean this. You're supposed to be mad.
You're supposed to use these words in a hateful manner.
Okay.
That's fun. I like that a lot. I think we need someone who's going to call women bitches.
Well, the thing is, after you were saying you're looking for an honorary wigger, but after what you were telling us about the carnivore diet, I was like, we might need a nutritionist.
Yeah.
We might need a nutritionist. Maybe. I don't know, because it's like, if you're not feeling it, because he feels like your passion maybe, is shifted.
Yeah, maybe he should be our nutritionist.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
You would be the best person.
I feel like a wigger tries to be black, and I just, that's not even like
You just my, are.
That's not what I'm even going no, for. It's just
Chuck.
Yeah, it's just people. In, like, I like a lot of white shit. I think I said last time my favorite artists are Air Supply, Meatloaf, and Styx. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I got some real. I got some whiteness to me, but no. Like when I first started comedy, I tried to hide how I talk. I thought I knew the secret to any entertainment was turn yourself up to 11. But I thought I can't do this with comedy because if I'm myself, they're gonna think I'm fake. So I was being fake, so they wouldn't think I would try and do the nerdy white guy loser routine. I can. My first open mic is online. It is so bad. Well, I was trying to do the.
You were trying to be Jimmy Glasscock on stage.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So more like the loser vibe than the homo vibe that he gives. But I was trying to do the loser white guy that's been done to death. And then I did 3 open mics. COVID hit. I didn't know why his guys reopened after a month. So I sat out for 18. And by the time that 18, and I had bombed, like I bombed all 3 mics, but I only knew about the last one until I watched the videos back and went, oh, you suck. And then by the time I took the stage again, I was like, look, you don't like the jokes you're telling. Mm-hmm. You don't like, you want to be funny, but you're not having fun on stage. You worried that they're going to hate you if because they're going to think you fake if you're just yourself on stage. It was like they already hate you. So why not just be like, fuck it. I'm just going to go up there and be me. And then it worked. It was like, oh, they knew I was being fake.
When you were saying that earlier about like you were talking different, I was like, dude, I feel like I knew you right when you started. You know, but I guess I didn't know you did it before
2019.
COVID.
Yeah. 2019.
So I was like, Chuck, you've always sounded like this.
Well, in fairness, too, I thought I was hiding the accent. Well, it's not as prevalent when I watch those videos, but it's still there.
Okay.
It's like I wasn't hiding it as well as I thought.
Well, I don't think you can. It'd be weird. Can you give us an impression of what it was? Just try to do the voices you were doing.
I could probably hide it, but it was like a lot of comics live in their cars. They pay their dues, you know, trying to live their dream. I'm not living the dream. I'm living the nightmare. That was literally one of the bullshit, but it wasn't probably that white. But I can do like, if I get pulled over, officer, incredible. I did not realize I was fast.
This is a fun.
I can do that.
This is a fun experience. How about we role play right now? Quinn and I are cops. We just pulled you over.
Yeah.
Okay. We just pulled you over. You were speeding and you know you were speeding. And you don't do drugs anymore.
But there was a time when I did, though.
Fucking, we're improv.
It's real. Improv. Okay. And you got coke in the trunk. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know why I pulled you over?
No, sir. I don't answer questions.
Sir, can you open the trunk of the car?
No, I don't get it. It depends. Like most of the time, I'm just going to be like cool with the cop because I never let them search my car.
Okay.
I'd be like, no, you absolutely. Here's the trick they will play. Mm-hmm. They'll say, I'm going to search your car now, okay? You think they're giving you a directive that okay makes it a question? Mm-hmm. No, don't ever let them search the car.
Okay.
This isn't really role playing, but now I'm passionate about this.
This is good this life.
It turned into it.
Because there's two. Watch YouTube long enough, you will see clips of cops getting caught planning fucking. If they think you're on dope, they're going to bust you for it because they think they're right.
It happens.
But here's the better reason. Are you the first owner of your car? Most of us drive used vehicles. You don't know what the fuck somebody stuck in that dash when they got pulled over. You're sitting under the seat. Have you given comedians rides? These dope heads. I've literally found drugs in my car that weren't mine because it fell out their pocket or under the seat. You let them search your car.
Shout out Dario.
Shit in there. I don't think they had. It could have. I have had maybe that person allegedly with illicit substances in my car, but this was Nick Lucero. He's left open the car before. Yeah.
No.
Many a time.
He said he was straight edge.
Yeah.
He told me the other day, he's like, I haven't drank for 10 days. And then later that night, he handed me a shot and we drank.
Yeah,
shot
he was not drinking. Because I was away from the house for about 10 days and I wasn't in jail. I was house sitting for my daughter. Okay. But I started hearing this rumor. I was offended because he didn't call me. He got in a fight. And I was like, well, he ain't drinking. But then found out he started drinking again that night. So that makes sense.
There we go. Oh, I'm trying to, I think you told me about that, but wasn't with a comic, right? It was just some random guy.
No, he's kicking it with Willard at the Pie Hole, and some dude pushed past their tables, and Nick was like, "What the fuck?" Like he was being, and then he snatched Nick's head off his hat and threw it on the floor. So Nick got up and started punching him in the face, and then they rolled around on the floor for a minute.
I would love to see Nick in a fight.
I want to know what the, I can't.
Nick does not claim to be a good fighter. But apparently Nick won this one.
He just has such a tube of a body. Like
he does not claim to be a good fighter.
No, that's. Oh, I just would love the noises he make if he gets punched.
I have not seen it.
My God.
I have not had the pleasure.
Yeah. Oh man. No, that's okay. Yeah. So that was a good role play.
Yeah, that was.
We didn't role play at all.
Good role. No,
immediately broke.
But no, you always tell them you don't know why they pulled you over.
Okay, so you don't talk to
cops. Because they say, I'm not the dude this, I don't answer questions because that just keeps you there longer than you need to be. I would pull that if I had, like when a cop's asked for my ID before when I'm just sitting on the side of the road, I've been like, is that necessary? Mm-hmm. And if they admit that like, no, I don't have a reason to ask you for it, then I'll be like, all right, as long as you know I don't have to give this to you. But
How many times have you been to jail?
None.
None.
No bullshit.
Like in the drunk tank.
Mm-mm. Wow. No, that's I've worked in juvenile justice before because I can actually pass a background. I got arrested as a juvenile, but then don't show up on your adult record. I got convicted as a juvenile, but I like as an adult, never been to jail.
Was it something cool that you did
as a juvenile?
Yeah.
The shit I got caught for now, it'd be like stealing shit. What was it? We broke into a soda machine over the summer. And that same summer, we robbed a 7-Up bottling company down in Glendale. One was a felony. One was a misdemeanor. We had like actually bragged about robbing the 7-Up bottling company to some people. And we were handing out 6-packs of soda because we had like 306 packs and a bunch of stereos we stole out the trucks and shit like that. But when the police came asking questions, when they start questioning me, I wasn't saying shit, but then they were like, we already know you broke it because they're asking about the soda machine. Mm-hmm. They're like, we already know because people said you were handing out soda. And then I was like, oh shit, they're on the trail of the 7-Up bottling company and they don't know it. So then I just confessed to, I don't know, I'm lying to you. And I took the misdemeanor for breaking into the instead of the felony B&E.
All I'm thinking right now is if you are a nutritionist, I'm in like the break room and you're whipping up some food to tell me this whole thing and how much better my day is. Cause I'm like, dude, I'm getting like dinner and a show. Like, now this is going great. This is a great interview. Cause I'm just already can see us in our work environment, having a blast. So we're on the right track. It's fucking
You said you work in worked in juvenile justice. Was that like at a juvie or one of these like schools where they like abuse the kids?
Both. Yeah,
both.
We used to fuck them kids up at night. The Polynesian kids. Polynesian counselors would work there, and I used to run with a Polynesian gang, and so these dudes would come in, but all these kids that's locked up is like they nephews and shit.
You really had to say kids instead of another word there.
What?
I saw the brakes hit.
So we would read the log of what, like if the Polynesian kids got in trouble during the day, because this is their family members, we would go to their room and whoop their ass at night because I was working the graveyard shift at that time. we just fuck them up for fucking up.
Was this in a juvie?
This was a Genesis Youth Center, and I hope there is a statute of limitations on. I'm sure there is. Yeah.
How did you know which kid you were gonna fuck up?
Like, because it'd be in the log that they fucked up that day. Like, oh, this dude snuck in cigarettes, or this dude tried to fight one of the staff. So then his uncle is there. I ain't saying no names, Fred Solovey, but that might have been one of them, but that dude was Samoan. But we would go to their room, and yeah, we just go in there and fuck them up. And then sometimes some of the kids like to like play fight with us, but not play fight. Like, it was a game to us, but we'd come in the room and they would try to ambush us, try and fuck us up, and we would fuck them up. Like one time they had a bag full of boots, like work boots and shit, and we caught them and then we just fucked them up. Damn. One kid out wrestled me once. It was embarrassing. Like, yeah.
Williams?
He beat me and it was like embarrassing. And then I was like, had to live with that. The other staff talking shit to me like, man, you let one of these kids beat you. He didn't fuck me up like beat
he's
me
a, he's
up,
a D1 athlete, actually.
He out wrestled me, and I made some excuse. I can't remember what it was, but he fucked me
that's
up.
That's the job that Drew wants to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of corruption in there.
Just applied, just did the PT test for a corrections job.
Oh, you're doing like actual at the adult corrections. Yeah. Yeah, I could never, because you have to be an actual cop to do that, and I could never bring myself to wear that label.
Dude, Drew's going from. He delivers tires right now, and it sucks. And now he's going to go be a correction officer.
Dude.
That's going to suck more.
It is going. It's not a fun.
The reason they pay you a lot for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying. Like, I am telling one of my coworkers about it. He's like, you know, they pay well because nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, dude. It's all these jobs that, like, there's a good pay, but you're like. But yeah, you're like, oh, it seems like it'd suck, but the pay is good. Yeah, there's a reason, dude. It's not a job that people are clamoring for. Like at your high school reunion, you're like, what do you do? You're like a correction officer. I'm not going to be like, nice.
That's a career, yeah. And you get stuck in it for the rest of your life, and you chase that government pension. Like,
oh, dude,
I kind of kicked myself because I could have retired if I'd have stuck in it for 20 years. But
that's 20 years, dude.
I did two stints. Yeah, but I was way past if I'd have just stayed with it. I'd have been retired. I could have took the 30 years by now.
But guess what? But dude, if you did that, you probably wouldn't be here right now.
Probably not. But
and, you know, look at that, you know. Drew's drinking a Starburst.
And that was just juvenile. It's even better in the adult system, but I couldn't.
No, it's great. I don't really know your job history that much. Like, what did you do after that?
I've done a lot of stuff. Actually, I did a lot of years. Like, I left actual youth corrections originally, then I changed to juvenile justice. I left that. I came back. I worked in a lot of private facilities. Mm-hmm. Then I went back to the state for a while. I worked at Mill Creek. Mm-hmm. And by that point, I was more ethical. I was still crazy, but I was actually helping
ethical.
Kids.
I like saying that.
Yeah. Well, the first time when I was working at Genesis, I wasn't even clean. I was still on dope.
Oh, damn.
And so, yeah. So that was not a good...
Yeah,
combination. But by this point, yeah, now I'm like 5-6 years clean working at Mill Creek.
I will say though,
I did a lot of years.
The questions is probably like the job interviews for the corrections job, because I had an interview after my PT test, and you would have to be certifiably like retarded to fail. Like they're like, you're at a party and someone offers you marijuana. What do you do?
Just go, dude, hit that shit, and they're like.
They don't have the trick questions no more.
No, they don't.
There was because in JJS there was one that whenever there was a promotion, everybody knew the answer because you had somebody on the inside. But so you walk into the day room, the TV is on, there's a fight going on. They give you this scenario. What's the first thing you do? The correct answer is on my way over to whichever problem is appropriate in the scenario to attack first. On your way over to that is to turn off the TV because it's a distraction and it creates more chaos and it's something that doesn't slow you down. Mm-hmm. So that was like a trick question. One that the police used to ask, they would say, how many fights have you been in? But they would frame it in a way that you thought it was a good, that they were looking for you to prove yourself. And the only correct answer, the only correct answer is zero. If you say you have been in any fights as an adult, then it used to disqualify you.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I will say people who get into fights as adults, a little more unhinged. then.
What are you trying to say, man?
Chuck, you got two massive chains on and shoes that say your name.
I don't get in a lot of fights, and I do try to avoid them. But there was a while when I was not, because it was before comedy.
No, dude, when you're before carnivore,
before comedy.
Carnivore.
That would have been so funny.
Like, carnivore turned my life around. I was like, I don't get in fights anymore.
I can understand why you're preaching about this shit. You're like, but no, yeah. Well, I mean, like, dude, if you're like a drug addict, that's like, yeah, your shit's gonna be a little off, like a little sideways.
Yeah.
No,
but this is even clean. This is like just a few years.
Well, you know, like, sometimes
you got detox for, you know.
Yeah. And then just keep going and we'll keep finding an excuse. Don't worry. We got you. Probably didn't have any, your blood sugar was low that day. Don't worry.
I don't have a small penis that I was trying to compensate for at all.
You don't have a small penis, or you?
I do, but it's a bad attempt at humor.
I get it.
That's why I got this big chain.
Yeah, dude, distraction.
It's
when they look down at that, like, nah, check this out.
And I like my jewelry high, like my bitches.
Stainless steel.
Thick, cheap, and trafficked from Asia. Fucking.
Dude, shout out to Beijing.
I'm doing some on stage bits right there. I just like that joke. Sex trafficking.
Dude. What kind of do you think if you got into trafficking, like, do you think you'd be good at it?
Sex trafficking?
Or just, sex trafficking, trafficking in general.
General human trafficking.
I would not be good at you guys. I believe it or not, I have a conscience. I couldn't. That would fuck with my head too much.
That seems to be a big issue.
But
yeah. You know, that's, damn it. That's one of their trick questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ask, do you rape? And you're like, do you like rape? And you're like, who doesn't? You know, you got to really think before you.
Yeah, you know, and they're like, okay, he's doing well so far. And they're like, you know, do you have friends? And you're like, yes. And they're like, you're not going to get this job. Like, fuck. That was the trick question.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
So what's like your favorite job you've ever had?
Comedian.
Hell yeah.
There you go. Besides, like, one's like a W-2.
Hey, man.
You know, like a...
Employed.
Yeah. As an employee.
That's your full income.
Man. Fuck, I hate work, man. My favorite job...
What are you talking about beating up those kids?
You probably asked me this last time. Probably I did a little bit of time as, like, a lifeguard at Raging Waters. That was cool.
Yeah.
It won't be anything responsible. A lot of the juvenile justice shit was cool, but it wouldn't be my favorite because it was burnout shit. There was a time... Okay. If you have to be an employee, this don't count, but I did... My full income was playing poker for a little while.
Here we go.
Would you do that in Utah, or did you have to, like...
No, I was making about $300 a month in Utah, just... But then I moved to Vegas and did it for a little while. Very low-level shit. Like, if people would ask, are you a professional poker player, I would usually say semi-pro, because it was really... I had my bills low enough that I could... Yeah, get by on this little bankroll that I had. It still wasn't big enough for the low limits I was playing.
What were you making off of that?
Oh, shit. It wouldn't have been more than $1,500 in a month. My bills were like, my rent was, I want to say, $400. Damn, I was in Pahrump. It was in
I can't even imagine.
Well,
the rent was $600, but it was Vegas cheap. I was in Pahrump. It was Nye County. It was the one next door.
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah.
Nobody want to live in Pahrump.
Were you like, did you hustle a lot? Or did you like ever play anyone? You're like, I don't really know how to play this game.
No, not really. I mean, because you're just in a state where it's legal. There's tourists. And it didn't last long, because that's when I got diagnosed. Like, all of a sudden, I couldn't wake up in the morning. Like, I was just tired all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I had diabetes. I used to get tested a lot when I was younger, because my dad had it and his mom had it. But, I was like, all of a sudden, I'm sleeping 16 hours a day and still tired. I can't get out to go, like, and all the signs were there. I'm thirsty, drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm pissing like a racehorse all the time, and I'm not connecting it. I thought I was dying. I was like, so now I got to spend my bankroll to pay the bills. And by the time I was like, oh, maybe I got diabetes, I should have just went to the doctor anyway. Mm-hmm. But I went to the doctor, and it's like, oh, yeah, diabetes. I was like, oh, yeah, dumbass. And then by that point, I had to go work at fucking KFC, because you got to have an actual bankroll to play poker that's much bigger than what you need to make.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to the Colonel. You know?
Yeah.
Did you lose a toe?
No. Oh. No, but I still like the bottom of my right foot towards the front is still a little bit numb. But all my other neuropathy is gone since going on a carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet did fix my, like, I used to have this thumb would have, this thumb was numb all the time. If I wrote with a pen, my fingers would go numb. I had some numbness in this arm, numbness in the other foot. That's all those. Dude. Those, and this is not as numb as it used to be. It just takes a very long time to repair nerve damage.
Dude. And all it took was just meat.
Eat meat. Much as you want every day.
I like that.
Do you like do dairy as well?
I eat a lot more cheese than I used to, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like to get some cheese curds.
I just got cheese as a tip.
But it's
got
to be, it can't be the American cheese. It's got to be the cheese, you know, like it's real been hardened cheese. With it has no, come from a cow. But no lactose in it because lactose is sugar.
So. American cheese isn't real.
American cheese is highly processed and it's got a lot of lactose and sugar content.
I don't believe you guys. Fake cheese.
No way.
You just go with the cheddar.
No way, dude. That's as real as a sunrise.
My wife, until she met me, never, like, in her own home ever had cheese that wasn't Kraft Singles.
Oh.
So, like, when I introduced her to, like, Gouda, it, like, blew her fucking mind.
Yeah, I mean, she grew up in central Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, they would, they just have sandwiches sometimes where they just take Kraft Singles, put it on bread, and then microwave it for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Your wife's already fired. she's already not.
Well, didn't choose to eat that.
But she still has.
Yeah. I mean, she was a child.
She's tainted.
Yeah, we did that. And sugar sandwiches, you put a little butter and margarine on the bread, throw on some sugar because sometimes that's all you had to eat.
Yeah. Well, that's a little variation.
Ketchup sandwich, variation. Too.
Ketchup
oh, we sandwich. Did. Yeah, we yeah. did the cheese sandwich. Oh, okay. So just cheese in the microwave on two.
What was it? American cheese?
Yeah.
Fuck. Kraft Singles?
Fuck.
And government cheese sometimes. I don't know what kind of cheese that was. Okay. It was
the way you say it, though, it makes me feel empathy. And so I'm like, you're still good. You're still on the hiring path.
Why do you think God hates gay people?
Because they're faggots.
There you go. So, straight to the point.
Yeah. I don't believe in God, so I don't. But
yeah. Okay.
But they are.
Okay.
Gay as fuck. I'm not saying I've never done gay shit. I'm just saying.
I mean, you literally just showed us your ball sack.
I like saying faggot. It's a good word.
Oh, it's a fun word.
Faggotry. Yeah, faggotry is a good word. I like this. No, that's some faggotry right there, man.
Oh, it's a party. What's the gayest thing you've done at work?
Probably show somebody my dick or my balls like another dude. Like,
you know? But you said you never sexually assaulted a coworker.
I didn't know. That don't count if it's dudes. Dudes.
There you go.
Or
there you go. That's the loophole right there.
Or if she wanna see it. if she wanna see it, that's not.
Yeah, okay.
I pulled my dick out at work, at Vivint, where I work now, in training. I didn't know.
Okay.
Like, so.
Wait, what?
I didn't know you were supposed to do that.
This was an accident. No, it was for real accident. Okay, hold on. No, this was. So, you know, I lived in my car for a long time. Okay. So when I took this job, I had not been out of my car for very long, and I didn't have roommates yet, so I was living in. So basically, like, I was in the habit of just pulling my dick out. Like, if I'm in my car, it's below the, I'm chilling at night, and my fucking like, you got a little urethra itch or something, you just pull your dick out and scratch it. Like, or at night, I just, like, I have a big old gallon jug in the car, I just piss in that and then dump it out in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so I'm at work, and like, everybody's in there, but we're all in our own cubicles having this training. But the room is full, and my dick start itching, so I just backed, and I wasn't thinking, and I was wearing like sweat tight pants, and I just pulled my dick out, and I'm like scratching it, and then I realized, holy shit, I'm in a room full of people with my dick out, and I put it away, and I looked around, and nobody saw.
Well,
I was like on camera too.
That's it.
Like, because everybody's at their desk on the cam, but everybody, there's a whole nobody. I was like, man, I'll be fired by the end of the day. Like, it would have been a year and a month ago, maybe.
All right, the statute of limitations have passed.
Yeah, well,
that That's fucking crazy, dude.
But I wasn't like thinking. It was just I was so used to being able to pull my dick out.
Hey, crazier.
Also, like, once again, just great defense right there. I wouldn't even know I was doing it.
Like, it's crazy. One thing when a guy like just like, you know, I'm going to flash everyone, pulls his dick out.
But which I've been known to do.
Here we go.
It's a little.
That is literally what I'm known for.
But it's crazier that he's just like, I didn't know I was doing it.
I really didn't.
How could I know that? How could I know that I'm in a public setting around people?
Because I'm at home. I live in a hotel at the time. And I'm like, I just pulled the dick out.
What about just like scratching through like the pants?
No, because like if it's down in the base of the urethra, you got to get in there and dig at that.
What about you put your hand into your pants?
I don't know. I was wearing sweats.
It's too complex.
Popped it out,
dude. The sweats make it even easier.
I don't have a good explanation. I probably just like having just my dick out.
Obviously,
I just pulled it out, and like I said, when you live in your car, especially like. I got to where I could piss into a bottle driving down the freeway at 70 and make eye contact with the dude.
That's different. You're pissing in a bottle. Like, you know,
but
you
just, I got used to taking my dick out regularly because I was not interacting with society.
Okay.
Like when I do it, when I interact with society, that's intentional because I think it's funny.
So you're like one of those, you're like an uncontacted tribe that's like being entered into society. Like you have no idea about the social cues.
And I've always struggled with those anyway, but yeah.
Okay, okay. We're starting to tiptoe into autism, and I like this.
I don't like autism but that's what they call it now. But no, when I got diagnosed, I was so young, it wasn't even called Asperger's yet. Mm-hmm. But it was like misses social cues, takes everything literally, doesn't understand irony. Mm-hmm. I had to learn to look people in the eye. Like that's a habit now, but I had to learn it. So I will miss shit if it's something that. I don't pick up on it intuitively.
That's okay. I mean, but you do intuitively pick up and pulling your dick out in public, and it's fun.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm not supposed to do that one now, and it was an accident at work, but I do it on purpose.
If you told them you had autism, you might get away with it.
Might get away with that. Yeah. And then also you... You could be like, my eyes are up here.
I used to. Hell yeah. I used to call it autism on stage, but then so many comics fake it and it became so hack. I was like, nah, I'm going to do
this. Can you name one comic who might be faking it?
Where I rail against. I would, but I don't want to ruin any friendships. He knows who he is. He actually does a joke about diagnosing himself on.
And he's like, and he grew up. In a religious faith, right?
The dude who fakes it. he maybe used to masturbate with his dad. I don't.
That's fun.
Yeah,
but maybe he's missing social cues too. Maybe a lot of all these.
He
dudes,
could be, but I just
imagine if Weinstein was like, I didn't even know I was doing it.
Yeah,
I didn't know
I was raping those bitches.
I'm sorry. It's what I do with my house. You know.
So who is the faggiest comedian in Utah?
The faggiest? Fucking now that Fillmore's gone. Actually, Fillmore wasn't that faggy.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was. He's one of those dudes where like, are you?
Yeah, if you would have showed me like when him and Sam D'Antuono were doing that thing together and been like, one of those dudes is gay and one of those dudes is bisexual but mostly straight, I'd have been like, Sam is gay and Scott is not bisexual. He's 100% straight. Like looking at their pictures. But that's beside. Who's the faggiest comic in all of Utah? Jesus Christ.
It's a big question.
Glasscock, you're in the running.
Yeah.
Burke Harold, you're in the running.
Continuously shitting on Jimmy is my favorite friend.
Kai Madsen, you're in the running just because you look like a delicious twink. Did I say Burke Harold? Yeah, Burke Harold's in that running. Okay. There's a lot of the newer comics, the good ones are strangely effeminate. Like,
yeah, what's up?
Devin
Emke?
Devin Emke's in the running. He knows he's in the running for that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, all right.
These are all friends of mine. But,
no, I love all these guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, we party. But, okay. So
I don't think Andrea counts. Like
Andreas?
Andrea. Andres is because that's a trans woman now, right? Like, Mm-hmm. That would, but it depends on how you, yeah, apply that. But Andrea, Nick Lucero had
Thought he was calling Andres Andrea.
Nick Lucero had a cold line about it. He used to say, don't you ever find it funny that you've never seen Scott Fillmore and Andrea in the same room at the same time?
I just put those dots together and
yeah.
Nobody's gonna know what the fuck we're talking about that's outside of the Utah comedy scene. Yeah.
Okay.
They probably turned it off when I showed my nuts.
Don't worry, dude. Yeah. No, that's what we might. That's gonna be the highest. You gotta spike.
You can't cut that out. You gotta put a blur or something.
YouTube won't
give a fuck. Yeah, they don't care about that shit.
All right, dude. Who do you think is gonna win this election? Who do you like?
Donald Trump is. Those are two different questions. Donald Trump is going to win this election. Okay. He's going to, as long as they're not able to do some corrupt shit and put him in jail or keep him off ballots, which doesn't look like it's going to happen. That is not to say I'm a Trump supporter.
So you're like, I like Joe Biden. But no, Trump's going to win.
No, I'm a Biden hater. I'm not going to vote for either one of them dudes. But if you put a gun to my head and said you have to vote for one. I'll vote for Donald Trump without even thinking. But there's some shit. I mean, to grab him by the pussy, that's cool. I like that.
There you go.
That's right. I mean,
pull your dick out at work.
Well, and I have.
But you have variations on.
And I've grabbed many female comedians who I won't say I had consent before the fact, but I did after.
Okay,
so they were okay with it. And
yeah, shout out Cheyenne.
Once I was not Cheyenne. Colin, no, okay. Colin did
shout out Andres.
Because it was a group chat. It wasn't like one-on-one. But Colin did text me one time and said, dude, can you please stop sending pictures of your penis to my girlfriend? And I was like, dude, I've never done that. And he was like, that group chat. I was like, oh, yeah. Sorry, bro.
There we go. Wow. Yeah. So this is an interesting point in the interview where now we've really realized that you have a hard time not showing your dick.
It's funny,
you want us to look at it. You want us to see it. Once again, makes for an exciting adventure into the break room when you're handing us some steak, some meat, and you're like, now how about some of this meat?
You know, a little hot dog.
Yeah, a little hot dog action, like a Costco hot dog.
Yeah.
And so like it is an interesting precipice now we're at where it's like, Is this good for the workplace?
Yeah.
None of this is good for the workplace.
But we have a different kind of workplace.
Fun for the workplace. It's definitely fun.
No, because especially if we have like a guest and you're like, go get a snack real fast. Go get a snack. And
imagine though, we have a staff and we have fucking Sydney.
Even better.
And Chuck.
Good mix. Well, she's not even fully hired.
No, she's a. Yeah, we gave her an internship.
No,
is this the one that Jimmy Glasscock fucked up on?
No, they were considering going on a date with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I didn't want to ruin the upcoming episode.
No, dude. But she.
We still have to ask her.
We're trying to get her on. It's gonna be great. Maybe you can be the judge.
Yeah,
but
she hasn't seen my penis yet.
Underline yet.
No, most of the comics have. Kai Madsen, this is a beautiful story. He was doing one of his early open mics. I can't remember what name he was going by back then. It was before he was Kai. It was something else, Madsen, because it was his real name. He has multiple, first good. Middle name. Alias. First middle name. He was using the other one at that time. Kai is a much better name. That's not important to the story, sorry. But I was on deck and he was on stage doing some bit about nobody's ever sent him a dick pic. And I was on deck, man, and I was like, man, I got on the mic and I was like, bro, check your Instagram. And I was not lying, bro. Oh, there was God. I did not know this dude from Adam, but I knew his name and how to find him on Insta. There was a dick pic. I slid. I think we were following each other on Insta just because we were in the same circle. Yeah. But there was a dick pic in his DMs by the time he got off that
so
stage.
So as a brand new open micer, he was doing like a bit about, no one's ever sent me a dick pic.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to send one to him right now.
Especially because I was taking the stage next and I needed to say that and have it be true. It was...
No, I mean,
there was really no other option.
No, you're like, dude.
And because I was known for this by this point in time, I was known for like pulling out my nuts, being naked at parties, sending dick pics to comics.
It's such a funny, social pressure you have for yourself. We're like, I have to do this, guys. They know I'm. They expect it.
I've been trying to slow down a little bit lately because
Have you sent one to Keith?
Oh no! Don't! I gotta don't tempt me there.
Come on,
I don't
wanna
fuck up that relationship,
dude. You want?
But if the opportunity presented itself where I thought he would think it was funny, I might.
Yeah, dude. How are you gonna open for Ryan Hamilton?
Oh my! Holy shit! I was known for that, but I'm trying to slow down because
you're changing gears.
Well, because Fury is not my real last name.
No. What?
Yeah, as shocking as this may be,
fuck.
But I feel like Chuck Fury now. My last name is Coles, and I was gonna be Chuck Coles. I'm just be Chuck Coles. That's how people call me. And I started to realize, something seemed wrong. So I said it fast a few times. I was like, oh, I'll eventually become Chuckles the comedian, Chuck Coles.
Good.
Fuck that. So then I was like, well, now I get to choose a really cool last name.
It's so funny though. Like, Chuckles just showed me his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's funny now, comics will still call me Chuckles, not unrelated to Chuck Coles. Just, hey, Chuckles, how you doing? It'd be like, motherfucker.
Fucking bitch.
But, yeah. But see, I want to actually change it for real because it's just like I got debit cards that say Chuck Fury on them now.
Okay.
Like, I know how to work the system, but you can't be on the sex offender registry and change your name.
Can't do it.
And so I'm like, this is like no bullshit. I'm like, I don't want to accidentally send a dick pic to the wrong person or pull up my get naked at the wrong party and then suddenly be on that registry for some shit that was perfectly innocent. I'm not even in really
is the best way.
But I know I really have that thought, like,
I've never heard anyone talk about not wanting to be on the registry. No, purely just because then I can't change my name, dude.
Because I can't be Chuck Fury. Because you got to be at your current address for a year, and I've been almost there for a year, and it's like I can really do this now. And
dude, you shouldn't know this much information about this. You should have, we know too so much about this.
I don't want to accidentally end up on the registry for some shit that was just good, clean fun.
Was having fun, officer.
I mean, for some shit that's not malicious or it's not really sexual. Dude, it's just funny to me.
The penis is winking at them.
Yeah. It's just very funny to me to just show it. But yeah, it did occur to me. So I'm like, I'm trying to slow down with it.
Okay. Wait, dude. New era.
Yeah.
New era.
So what's you like?
Well, this is me fucking a chick, though.
I could have been anyone, dude. I don't even know.
That's not a comic. This.
Okay. Well, okay.
So
don't worry, dude. This is nice.
We keep it
you needed
off
that
camera. That's
there we go. Dude.
Drew, you've never seen the penis, Drew, or have you?
He doesn't watch porn.
Yeah,
I don't. My penis. That's
no, I haven't.
Once again, he doesn't watch porn.
Well, I just did.
He doesn't watch porn.
I just did.
Okay. Oh yeah. That's the full penis right there. That.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I like. Hey, thank you.
The Asian chick looking at those.
It's cool.
That's one of my favorite. I have some that are just the penis, but
yeah, dude, you have a whole catalog.
I like the word. I got one where it's wearing.
I just
a
like imagine hat. Like we're walking into like a shop, and it's like your little penis photo shop. I'm like, we're looking, you know, I don't know, like something like tasteful but like oriental, and like, oh yeah, right over. I got a couple over here. You want to, like, you're looking for like you want it wet or dry? Like, well, you know. I like duck sauce. Like, got it right here. Like, it's like almost, it's like it's a darker Portlandia sketch, but I like that. So, Drew, hit him with another question.
So, this is the trust, though, because I'm worried about getting on it, but I still showed it to you because I know that's the amount
of
trust.
So, it's actually a way of showing, your trust and love.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, I love you so much.
I trust you and love you so much that I'm going to show you my dick.
I know you'll see my penis and you won't freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will not end up on the registry for this.
It's actually heartwarming.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah. Because it's I couldn't. I would be uncomfortable walking around doing that. You know, it was just anyone, but I know I could show you.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, "Thanks."
I would actually.
Yeah,
Be like, that's cool.
Yeah, that's so cool, dude.
There are some other comics that have just
sick.
Some of them impressive.
Yeah, sure, dude. Yeah. Some of them are impressive that you don't want to be impressive because you're like, the rest of your body's kind of scary. Yeah. Sometimes, a dude, having a huge dick with this is actually terrifying.
I ain't saying I seen his dick, but I seen his dick. Michael Davis.
I was just supposed to say Michael Davis. I know
that motherfucker. I've seen got dick. A hog. My God, he got a hog.
I know. But as he's fucking, he was like, "I'm sorry, this is happening." shout out Michael Davis.
Who just looks traumatized.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
I think seeing my penis is the gayest thing he's ever done.
It is the rug.
Drew might be the straightest dude I ever met.
Maybe the most homophobic. Dude, he really can't handle it.
No, dude, I'm keeping my composure. I'm
sure, yeah, dude. Dude, we're just talking about dicks, dude. Come on, have fun with us. Show us your penis, man. It's a safe space. You don't like us? You're not friends with us?
Yeah. Dude, that was the thing in high school, like in football and stuff. They're like, dude, why don't you shower with us? It's because you're gay. And like, that was...
That's a good Uno reverse card right there.
Yeah, that was always the thing. It was like, because you're gay. I'm like,
so are you? Did you shower with them?
No, I only showered once in high school, in like the high school showers.
Damn, how was it? Exciting?
No, it was horrific. Dude, there was like, I don't know what your high school is like, but there was like so much like borderline sexual assault in our locker rooms. Like as a freshman, when I played like football as a freshman, I remember like going into the locker rooms, like, I just don't want any seniors to hit me with their dick. Like that was,
yeah,
because that was just like rampant. Like there'd be like upperclassmen, they would just grab underclassmen while they're, like they're naked and start humping them. And oh, I remember one time this kid was getting humped by like five dudes in the shower, and then he's escaped. He breaks out and he's like crawling out. And another guy, one of the guys who was assaulting him, comes out from the shower, is like, "No, you don't," and grabs him by his leg and drags him back into the shower. And I was just sitting at my locker and just saw this dude get dragged back into the shower.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's beautiful.
And she was like, "Dude, football's pretty crazy, man. What the fuck's going on in these teams?
Wait, this not happen at your high school? Like, is this?"
No, dude, I was doing swim team, man, and right before our swim practice, there would be geriatric old men changing in the locker room, and one of the dude's ball sack literally was touching his ankle. Nice. So that's what we were looking at.
I did swim team, believe it or not. I did swim team and football. I tried to do them both at the same time one year. It was fucking brutal.
You said you were a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Now, was that recent or?
No, that was when I was like 16, some shit like that.
I would like to see Chuck now as a lifeguard.
Instead of throwing like the little like buoy, you just dive in. You're like, I'll float. Yeah. But no, that's exciting, man. So, yeah, Drew, you don't, that didn't excite you? You wanted to see those dicks? Okay. All right.
We used to just like, we'd get naked in the locker room and get real close to a dude to make him uncomfortable. We never actually humped on him.
Yeah, dude.
But I thought it was funny to make dudes
uncomfortable. It's pretty funny that the guy's like, dude, it's so funny. We're just humping this guy naked.
Fighting for his life to get away from us.
But yeah, like, I think it's so funny, dude. Like, you know, now we can tell everyone how gay he is that we, like, he just let it happen. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Dude, you're telling me you never at scout camp showed your dick to another guy and he showed you your dick in the shower? You never did that?
No, not once.
You never did no gay shit when you were younger?
No, not a single time.
It's almost like more of a red flag.
Like, I know. The more people I meet as an adult that have those stories and I don't, makes me feel
everybody
like
did gay shit when they was a kid. Dude. Everybody.
Yeah, because it just, dude, you're just figuring shit out. And you're just... Yeah, so now I'm
kind of like
more weird about. I don't know how I feel about you anymore. Like, you're not willing to explore.
Yeah, no, dude. My first experience was like the high school locker room, and I was terrified of getting like slapped in the face by a cock. That was,
what's scary about that?
Well, that's a little scary.
Why?
Well, if you
give it a kiss, dude. give it a kiss. Give it a little tug. Oh, dude, that flinch.
I didn't flinch.
That is some big limp dick, too, to be able to slap someone in the face with. I don't have limp dick like that. I can't helicopter.
I'd be like, hold on, let me stand in the corner for a minute, and then I'll go do it.
Yeah, dude, we had this guy in my high school that had, like, fucking dick that went to his knee.
Yeah.
And
those are awesome.
He slapped a kid in the face with his dick, and the kid had a dick mark across his face.
That's pretty cool.
That's
kind of sick.
Horrific, being the kid walking around school with a dick print on your face all day.
I usually lean into it. Oh, it's my dad. Christ. It's my dad.
So
it's
so you like Trump?
I think he's hilarious, but no, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't want people to know I actually have
You're running for president. What's your three points you're running on?
Anarchy, anarchism, and no fucking laws. I would be very like libertarian, but not in the capitalist sense. I'm more like a kind of a Venus Project type of.
What's the Venus Project?
It's more
Penis
like
Project
Venus. It's more like a it's more like a resource-based economy where things are just, you have the technology. We do have the technology to automate most mundane jobs. We have the technology for people to do the Star Trek cashless society where people are just provided with their needs. They do what they want to do, what they love. And I am absolutely convinced 90% of people would not sit home on their couch and do nothing if presented with the opportunity to pursue. You love.
Well, because dude, have you ever been in that position where you don't have shit to do and you're just at home, just chilling? You know, boring. It gets boring so fast. And like sometimes I'll be like itching to be like, dude, I can't wait to go back to work. Because like at least it's like it makes the day a little more exciting. Well, like some of the days where like, yeah, you're just not doing anything. It's like, it's not fun. Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Relate to that. So what's a conspiracy theory that you believe in?
I believe 9/11, at minimum, we knew that shit was going to happen and let it happen. But I believed that we had a lot to do with that. I'm convinced it was an inside job. The fucking fighter jets happened to be doing a war game on that exact same scenario, that exact same day, the first time they'd ever done it. So they didn't know to actually respond when they got the call because they thought it was part of the simulation.
All the Jews knew not to come into work that day.
Yeah, fucking Jews. God damn it.
There we go.
No, there's so much like that. I thought it was some bullshit. I had a friend tell me that. He's like, just watch this movie. And I'm watching this documentary on all. And I'm like, how did I forget all this shit? Like, I'm watching shit, remembering shit that I saw that day. But the media has repeated so much shit. And I'm like, how did I forget about all the people that said there were explosions coming from inside the building before it fell? Like, I remember seeing those interviews that day. Like, how did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did I forget that Building 7 fucking falls without getting hit?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know this at the time, but there's literal footage. You can't find it on YouTube anymore, but I bet you can still find it on DuckDuckGo of the BBC reporting that Building 7 had fallen a half an hour before it happened. And they didn't know what it was. It's literally in the background while they're reporting that it had fallen.
Okay.
Like, but yeah, we had, it's just like fucking the incident that got us into Vietnam. We staged that. It's not even a conspiracy theory anymore. We let Pearl Harbor happen so that we could enter World War II. We knew they were going to do it and let that happen so that we could enter. It's like,
dude,
yeah,
our government's fucked
up. So if we
up.
Like didn't let Pearl Harbor happen though, then like, would we just let Hitler kill all those Jews?
When you say that, like it's a bad thing, like. No, I do not believe like that. Just. I don't know why I gotta say fucked up shit all the time.
It's okay. No, I like it.
I'm not saying the result was not beneficial, but who knows how that would have. We'd probably entered anyway. I mean, Japan was gonna come for us, but they didn't have to let it happen. They could have been like, hey, we're gonna fuck you up. We know you're coming. We could have just, the American people are gullible. They could have told the truth and we'd have believed that, hey, Japan's about to bomb us. Yeah. We need to go fuck them up.
Dude, okay, so we're at the end of the interview. I'm just bringing this up now because when you were talking about 9/11, like I was just imagining like I'm like holding my tray of food and I'm like trying to be like, all right, thanks. And you just keep going off about 9/11. And I'm like, dude, like,
yeah,
I'm out of all the people you've interviewed, I've never pictured anyone actually working at our office more than you. I've never had an image in my head of like being at work and you're like, you're there helping me out. And
yeah, dude, but like, the second I see his dick, I'll have to fire him.
No, it's a co-ownership. So you're back on, dude.
Dude, you just rehire him every day, and I'm firing him. Yeah, like, we're going back.
If you were actually my boss, though, like, I know enough not to show it to Keith Stubbs because the man puts me in a position to make a lot of money.
But,
well, for my level. But yeah, well, if Drew was my boss, I probably wouldn't have showed him my penis. Unless I thought it was going to be really extra fun. Nope. Like, I might show my current boss my penis because I think he would laugh. Mm-hmm. But I think he might be genuinely gay, so I don't want him to get the wrong idea because he's not my type.
That's so funny. You show him his dick. You're like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't trying to like fuck you. Yeah, no, I just showing you my dick, dude. Don't be weird about it.
Don't be gay about it, man.
Don't be gay about it, dude. Don't want to fuck me. I'm just showing you my penis, dude. Do this all the time. No. Yeah, dude. Drew can't fire you. Don't worry. Dude, you just show me where every day I walk in, you just give me a little, like, you dap me up, and then I glance down, see it, and I'm like, thanks.
And that might actually good.
That could be your badge. That could be your badge. Yeah. To get in the building.
Then he gets out of his system right then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it does seem like we have to like, you know, get it out. It's so you're feeling just chill the rest of the day. You're like, I already showed you my dick. I'm good.
How am I supposed to go do clean comedy after this? Fuck you, Oz Morris, for having a clean mic.
Well, hey, just, I mean, no, dude, just figure it out. I'll help you along.
Yeah, I do think just Slam Dunk hires our nutritionist. I do like the 9/11. Did a plane hit the Pentagon?
Something hit the Pentagon. I'm not convinced it was the plane. No, I think it may have been a missile. But if it was a plane, it was a plane that we sent or let go there. And also there was a press conference scheduled for that day. 40 plus high ranking government officials and or family members, but I've seen some of the interviews. This was before the government was just like, yeah, UFOs are a thing. Mm-hmm. They was a press conference scheduled this day where 40 people were going to come out and be like, yeah, UFOs are real, aliens are real, blah, blah, blah. On 9/11, that press conference still happened and got no coverage.
There we go.
Because 9/11 happened. That was probably unrelated, but it's still very...
No, I like that.
Like, hey, we can shut this UFO thing down at the same time.
Dude. I would like though, because I mean, remember now they're just saying how aliens exist and they see UFOs and everyone's like, who fucking cares, dude? Because they know they keep like showing us this and now it's like, why are you showing this? Why, like, what are you trying to hide, dude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah, Slam Dunk hire. Country would you nuke?
Jesus, you asked me this last time. Why am I not prepared for this?
Don't worry. Just ponder it. Just think about a country. You know,
yeah, just think like when you're like, oh, you see this country on a map.
Oh, the Gaza Strip. Yeah, that's not really. No, I would say Israel, but I just don't like
Israel's been picked like.
I don't like killing innocent people, and those people are innocent. Their government's not. I don't.
That's usually how it goes. It's like, you know,
whatever the fuck Nick said, the smallest country in the world, I just nuke them bastards. Because
Vatican?
Oh, Vatican City. Yeah, actually, yeah, I know. Yeah, Vatican City. That is an actual country. He
Chuck,
said,
if you
like,
really, if you want to get a Micronesia, if, Chuck, if you want to get a bonus, you pick a country that's not white.
Pick a country that's not white. How about all of Africa except for South Africa?
Okay. For it.
We'll just go as dark as possible in parts of Egypt.
It doesn't quite count as continent.
North Africa. No. But all the countries that aren't North Africa or the country of South Africa.
Well, North Africa is not a country.
No, but Northern Africa is where there's a lot of, you know, like Hindu types and Habibs and shit like that. Well,
we'll settle on the Congo.
We do that.
The Congo.
Okay,
the Congo.
I'm not racist or nothing.
Democratic Republic of the Congo.
I'm not afraid of going there. Like,
hey, you're not going to go there.
Porch monkey is the best racial slur. I had forgot about that one the last time I was on here.
Okay,
that is just so funny. That and in the Clerks 2 movie where dude is have you seen that where he's taking it back? He didn't know Porch Monkey was racist. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Wanda Sykes is in it.
Okay,
you got to see Clerks 2 just for the Porch Monkey scene. It's awesome.
I can't. One day I'm going to meet Kevin Smith and be like, dude, you know what got me to watch Clerks 2?
porch monkey.
That's mad, dude.
What do you think I am? Some kind of porch monkey? And then he made a t-shirt with tape that said porch monkey. And on the back, it said, I'm taking it back.
Dude.
Where can the people find you?
They can find me at furiouscomedy.com with links to all my social media, which are usually just Chuck Fury Comedy. But I think Facebook and YouTube might be just Chuck Fury. I don't know. But furiouscomedy.com has the links.
Oh, yeah, so
if you search Chuck Fury on Google without E, if you spell it with a Y and not an EY, mine's the first name.
Okay.
And it has all, but if you spell with an EY, you get some Canadian politician that's named Chuck Fury. And fuck him. He's not the real. He doesn't even spell it right.
We should kill him.
He doesn't even spell it right.
Yeah, well, maybe he does blackface.
But I don't know about that, but he's still cool because he was exposing UFO shit back in the day before it was cool for governments to do that.
Boom.
There hey, Chuck well, Fury, hey, shout out.
Trailblazer.
Thanks for coming out, dude.
Yeah, happy this to have was you. This was fun.
You learned a lot.
And I did regret not showing my nuts the last time I was here, so I was like, I gotta get it this time.
You gotta live life without regrets. It's the worst when you go home and you're like, I should have done that.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta pull my nuts out on camera.
I know the feeling when I was like, I should have shown them my penis, and then I didn't.
You
did it.
I know, dude. I know you want to, dude. Yeah. Those dazzling blue eyes you wanted to show us.
Yeah.
No, dude.
I wanted to have sex with that chicken just because she didn't want to, and I still didn't force the issue. Live with regret like
no,
that.
No, you can't do it. No, it's like you just say, hey, in my head, rape. That's what she wanted.
A little rape joke there for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, if you were right monetized, you're not anymore.
Well,
yeah. We're got to hit a certain threshold on YouTube before you're monetized.
Sponsored by GoFundMe. Anyways. Bye. See ya. Thank you.